88.5 FM and 88.5FM.org. My name is Mookie, or Mark, if you prefer, on public radio for music lovers. Today we have Julia Jacklin in studio. How are things?
They are well, thank you.
Good. Today we're here to celebrate the latest record called Crushing,
mm-hmm.
and talk about your show tonight at the Terra Grand Ballroom, downtown Los Angeles. Maybe some Australian culture a little bit. I don't know. I don't know much about it, so.
I'm not your guy.
No? You're not? Oh, all right. Fair enough. Well, we'll see. We'll see.
Okay.
Who did you bring along with you today?
I brought my dear friends and band, Ben Whiteley on the bass over here, Ian Keogh's on the drums, and Will Kidman is on the guitar.
So I imagine we're getting three brand new songs from the latest record. Are you going to dive deep and play some previous stuff as well?
Nah, we'll stick to the new stuff.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah.
So, you know, at your leisure, whenever you're ready, we'll get that first one out of you, and we appreciate you being here again. This is Julia Jacklin on 88.5 FM. Fantastic. There's live music in our studio here on 88.5 FM. Julia Jacklin and her fantastic band. I understand you already played in Los Angeles last night at the Roxy. How did that show go at a really legendary venue?
It was really good. Yeah. I don't know why, but I felt I had a good time.
Yeah.
A lot of fun,
yeah.
Which is not always the case.
I feel like, oh, is that right?
Well, what, I mean,
because touring could be such a grind.
Well, not really. It's more that, like, when you're playing that often for such a long period of time, like, life isn't, I mean, not every day is a good day. You know what I mean?
No.
Some days are bad.
I hear you. So you're playing tonight downtown Los Angeles at a venue called the Terra Grand Ballroom. And I guess this is really towards the tail end of your North American swing. So we're happy to have you and, you know, happy that you were able to stop by and give us some live music here on the air. JuliaJacklin.com is the website. People could buy the merch, get the new record called Crushing. There's a video for the song Comfort, which is the last track on the brand new record. Who came up with the concept for that particular video?
Is it a concept?
Well, kind of. There's actually two videos for that song. There's one that you...
There's a live one.
Yeah, there's a live one, which I saw on your Twitter feed today. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
The video, like the official music video, was... I was on tour with First Aid Kit and with my friend Nick, who was kind of like helping me, like driving and doing merch and stuff. And he also takes all my photos and does all my music videos. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, we work really closely together. And I went for a walk one morning across the road from our hotel in New Mexico, I think. Yeah. And then I just kind of stumbled upon this kind of strange water park thing
right.
that wasn't being used because it was like super cold and windy and miserable. And I was like, Nick, we must make a music video now. And we only had like an hour to do it. So, yeah. And well, then it looked nice. And I happened to be wearing like the same colors as the water park, which wasn't actually intentional.
No, it worked out perfectly, yeah. I would say. I saw you by accident. Speaking of First Aid Kit, they sent me down to San Diego to introduce First Aid Kit on stage and had the opportunity to kind of be not necessarily backstage, but on the side of the stage. And you were performing, you know, which was great. And I went to go introduce myself to the girls in First Aid Kit because they were standing there as well. And they didn't want to talk to me at all. They were just kind of admiring you on stage and wanted to listen to your set. You know, they wanted to have nothing to do with me. Mm. But so I kind of saw you by accident for the first time. And gosh, I don't know, that was maybe a year ago or something. You were probably promoting the last record.
Yeah, that was like an in-between stage.
Right.
Yeah, where you're kind of in no man's land.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So by our count, there are two full-length records from Julia Jacklin available to the world right now. I spend a lot of time with the brand new record called Crushing. At times, it seems to be, well, one thing that we preach all the time here on the station is melody and message. And there's a lot of that going on with the new cool. record. At times, it's dark. I feel like it's very relatable to people and also empowering at times. So again, we encourage people to check out the brand new record, again, called Crushing from Julia Jacklin. You can play another song from the record, perhaps?
Let's do Turn Me Down.
So please just Why won't you turn me down? Oh, please just turn.
.5 FM and 88.5 FM.org. Yes, this band plays brilliantly together, and that's Julia Jacklin and her fantastic band here on the radio today. Thanks again for doing that. It's been said that early on you may have had classical singing lessons. Is that the case as well?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
That's the truth.
Do you want to take a swig of whatever's in that bottle before I ask you the next question? What is in that bottle?
Tequila.
Of course it is. Of course it is. From south of the border right here, maybe?
It's tea from a supermarket, actually.
Cool. Again, juliajacklin.com is the website. So when did you start doing voice lessons, and when did you pick up the guitar for the first time?
I started voice lessons when I was 11 with a lovely lady named Ruth Lockley from Winmalee, Blue Mountains. Yeah, and I did singing lessons for a few years, but it was, yeah, it was, I'm glad I did it, but definitely not, I don't know, maybe it was my thing and I just gave up, who knows.
When did you pick up the guitar for the first time? And I would venture to guess that guitar is your primary instrument.
Yeah, I picked up guitar when I was about 19, 20, to join a band. Well, initially I just started singing with this band, my friend's band, which was called Little Beard. Ugh, terrible name. I came up with that name, so I take full responsibility for that. And yeah, I used to just sing with her and do backing vocals and stuff. And then I was like, oh, I was such an awkward person that I was like, I can't just stand here with like just limp arms. So I picked up the guitar to feel less weird.
Again, this is Julia Jacklin live in studio, getting some live music here on 88.5 FM. You were quoted as saying, and I think I wrote this down properly, this might be in your bio online, that this new album, Crushing, it came from 2 years of touring, being in a relationship, and feeling like I never had any space of my own. Was this new record written on the road? Did you have some time to sit down with it? You know, not in a tour bus or in a van. And I think a lot of people can relate with sort of the headspace that you were in at the time. So, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of it was written on tour the last couple of years. Yeah, but it was kind of refined once I got home and could actually... Like my brain started reforming into a proper brain.
So that could be a lot. Again, touring could absolutely be a grind. And just for you to come up with the time to, you know, foster the creative juices, I imagine that's incredibly difficult.
Yeah, it's something you have to get used to. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it was just that when you first start touring, you've never done it before, obviously. And it's really like I was used to writing in my room or, you know, writing in very like quiet places where I had a lot of time and space to myself.
So. Yeah.
But yeah, once I started getting used to it, I just realized that you have to kind of find those moments yourself.
Well, we encourage people to check out the new record. People could do the deep dive into, you know, the previous record as well. Playing tonight downtown at the Terragram Ballroom. Before we play the last song, anything we should touch on? Anything the general public should know about Julia Jacklin before we kind of wrap it up here?
No, I think you covered me as a whole. I think
fair enough.
They're going to know exactly who I am based off of this 20 minutes.
Fair enough. What did you decide to play next? Or have we not decided yet?
Oh, we have decided. We're going to play Pressure to Party. We'll be right back.
Cool, that's a new one. Pressure to Party, live music, always inspirational in our studio here on 88.5 FM. Terragram Ballroom tonight. Julia Jacqueline, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.
You got it.